Welcome. Rebecca Unterman joins us today to discuss an important new study by MDRC, one of the nation's leading social policy research organizations. The study is of New York City's small public high schools of choice. First, some background. During the past decade, New York City undertook a large-scale high school reform effort that involved closing 23 large failing high schools and opening more than 200 new small high schools, each with different missions, structures, and student selection criteria. At the heart of the reforms were 123 small, academically non-selective public high schools. MDRC researchers call them small schools of choice, or SSCs, because of their small size, but also because of the fact that they don't screen students based on their academic backgrounds. More than 80% of students in these schools receive free or reduced-price lunches, an indicator of being from a low-income family. The research is based on randomized lotteries of students, more than 21,000 high school students in the sample, which allows researchers to rigorously estimate the effects of enrolling in an SSC versus enrolling in some other New York City public high school. A few points to note before we hear from Rebecca. First, SSCs are not just small in size. They also have other features that are purposely designed to give students a better chance of being known by teachers and other adults in the building. Second, while SSCs share many characteristics with charter schools, for instance, they're small and personalized, these schools are overseen by the city's Department of Education with unionized teachers and principals, and they're non-selective, open to students regardless of their academic proficiency. Finally, let me preview the results for you by saying they're significant. The almost 9 percentage point gain in four-year graduation rates is equal to more than 40% of the gap in graduation rates between white students and students of color in New York City. To learn more, we're joined by Rebecca Unterman, who is a research associate at MDRC and with Howard Bloom, was the co-author of the study, which was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Rebecca, welcome, and thank you for being with us today.
No problem. Thanks for featuring our study on your blog.
When we talk about small school reform in the United States, we're often talking about taking large high schools and dividing them up into smaller schools with the same students and teachers just divided into kind of new groups. That is not what happened here. Tell us about how these were brand new schools.
What's really unique about our study is that we're able to look at the effect of a really unique collaboration between the Department of Education, New York City Teachers Union, New York City teachers, and external partners to create really new organizations and to serve students. And so all these schools, I think, are more than just small. There are also new places where teachers and community members get to have a voice in saying how they want their school to be organized and what support they want to give their students. And we're able to look at the effect of that compared to all the other options in the system. So what's important to remember here is that we're not comparing students that enroll in an SSC just to some to the default large failing high school that existed a few years earlier. We're comparing students that enrolled in an SSC to all the other options in New York City during that time period.
So I know that MDRC characterizes the school creation process that occurred here as rigorous and demanding. How did the process work in terms of creating these small schools of choice, or SSCs?
The Department of Education initiated a request for school proposals, and New York City Department of Education teachers, high school leaders, and then external stakeholders came forward and created school plans. They did this in collaboration with intermediary organizations that had experience supporting schools, and they also received help from the Department of Education. And all of these plans, they had to outline their curriculum, how they were going to serve their students, as well as what their school mission would be and how they were going to specifically work with their community partner. All these schools are small. They serve around 130 students per grade. Most of them are themed, and they're all very personalized. They have things like advisory periods built into their school day where students and teachers meet to talk about youth development issues. Teachers also have time built into their school schedules where they can meet once a week and as grade level teams and identify places where students might be falling off track. And then these schools also were all supported in their startup. So they all received around $400,000 from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for their first 4 years of operation. And they are allowed by the New York City Department of Education to phase in slowly over time. So instead of having to start as a fully functioning high school, they are able to open grade by grade, 1 year at a time. And in their first 2 years of operation, they were allowed to exclude self-contained special education students and English language learners. All these schools are located in the disadvantaged communities where the large, low-performing high schools were closed. They do not screen students based on their prior academic achievement, and they're really designed to serve students of all academic abilities.
And can you give an example or two of small schools of choice in New York City and how they partnered with community members?
An example of this is Mott Haven Village Prep, which is a SSE in the Bronx. It was started by the Eastside Settlement House alongside a group of teachers. And really what the Eastside Settlement House did is it helped those teachers during the school's first few years support the students after school, provide the students with jobs over the summer, and really bring in a youth development focus that most schools don't have. So the community partner was really integrated into the curriculum, and that allowed the school, I think, to serve students in a really different way. Another small school that we've studied and is in our study is the Urban Assembly School of Law and Justice. And so they partner with a law firm in New York, and that law firm is involved in really involved in kind of the students' day-to-day activities. As students move through school and go into the college application process, the law firm helps them review, people in the law firm help review applications. People help the students prepare for the SATs and AP tests. And it's really brought a whole new set of resources to these students and to the community.
I want to remind viewers that small schools of choice, or SSCs, are not private schools. These are schools that are overseen by New York City's Department of Education. They have unionized staff, and they're not selective. So with that, Rebecca, tell us about the findings. What was the most important impact of attending an SSC versus a regular public high school?
So when we look at the findings, we see an effect of 8.6 percentage points on students' four-year graduation. Said differently, that means that enrolling in an SSC causes an 8.6 percentage point increase in the proportion of students that graduate high school after 4 years. What's remarkable about this is that it's experienced by students of all groups. Students that enter high school performing below grade level experience this effect. Students that receive free reduced price lunch subsidies experience this effect. And students of all race and genders experience this effect. And it's very rare in social science research that you see such a large finding experienced by all groups.
I know that MDRC is conducting follow-up research on small schools of choice in New York City. And I'll ask Rebecca about that, and I'll post the audio of her answer online. So those of you who are interested in hearing about the next steps can learn about that. But for now, Rebecca Unterman of MDRC, thank you for sharing this new research with us. That's important because of its scope, the large number of students involved, because of its rigorous research design, and because of the implications it has for school reform in the United States. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for featuring our study.